minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And joining me in studio, for the first time in studio, we've had him on the show before, but Colorado State men's basketball stud David Roddy joining us. David, my friend, how are you, dude? It's good to see you, man. Look at that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. Just super, super excited to be here.
It's our live studio audience. What do you think of that, man? It's like a 1980s sitcom.
It's awesome.
Here.
I love it.
It cheers you on as you're talking. You're like, wow, I've got people cheering me on.
Right,
this is amazing.
Right, yeah.
It's not quite as loud as how I believe it's going to be at Moby Arena this year.
No, not even close.
No, I mean, we're working on it. But yeah, we've only got two people back there. So, they're behind the curtains. But man, Moby Arena is going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. Colorado State's basketball school. I mean, that you guys have really made Colorado State become a basketball school. You're seeing it nationally. You're seeing it, obviously, locally. We know it in football. We're hoping everything kind of gets back on the right track. But right now, when it comes to the star power and, you know, the best chance for the nation to look at Colorado State, it's the basketball program. How does that feel, man? I mean, knowing that, and again, it's you. You've got some stars on this team, Isaiah Stevens, obviously, some great players, but you're a focal point. I mean, how does that feel? It's kind of a cool thing, man.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. When Coach Medved recruited us, you know, it's really what we signed up for. We had a pretty successful year last year. We had a hard break at the end of the season, but, you know, we capitalized off of the opportunity to be in the NIT tournament. So we had a bit of national recognition then. And now it's just, see how far we can take it. We just have to take it day by day. And I'm just super proud of my teammates for, you know, bringing it this far.
David, I was talking to Coach. We had Coach Medved on the show last week, and I was talking about you, and I said, hey, I was chatting with David kind of off the record, kind of said, who's one of your best friends on the team? And you started going through everybody on that roster, man. And it was genuine, and you see it. And I told Coach that, and he's like, oh, that's awesome. I just love to hear that. And Coach, of course, just says the most awful things about you, by the way. No,
right.
He says, you know, you love it when your best player is one of your best guys, like a best dude. And you and I discussed that a lot, of how Coach Medved, okay, yeah, I'm looking for talented players, but we want guys that can really work well together and that are just genuinely good guys. And you guys all seem to click, man. I mean, you all seem to be like a family.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the most important things that I considered coming out of high school. Just a close chemistry with guys as well as the coaching staff. We have, you know, Coach Sorsen and Coach Blunt who left. But, you know, they're still a part of our family. You know, I still text them, you know, once a week or, you know, biweekly and everything. So we stay connected, as well as, you know, Coach Jones actually talked about it yesterday, was, you know, he's new. Coach Cooley is new as well. And we just have to start, you know, being connected. You know, the team chemistry is there, but we just need to bring in those new guys. And, you know, we're able to do something special when that happens.
How hard is that to do that, to bring it? Because like you said, you're the coaching staff last year, you guys are all so tight-knit. To bring in a couple of new guys, great guys, but how tough is that? Or is it not really tough at all with the group that you have?
Yeah, it's not really that tough. I think it'll just take a little bit more time. The learning curve with the plays and everything, that's going to take its time as well. But, you know, off the court, you know, it's pretty, pretty seamless. So, I'm just super, super happy to have, you know, the new additions to the team. You know, Jalen Scott, Jalen Lake, Chandler, and Baylor Hebb. So, those guys are awesome guys and awesome people, and I'm just glad to have them in the locker room.
I kind of look at that roster and I see those names, and I'm like, the rich just get richer on that side.
Right.
Because obviously you have. I thought going into it this year, without any of the moves and transfers, it looks like on paper you guys could easily be one of the top teams in the West, if not the best. And then you add all these names, and to me it's like, wow, that's a no-brainer. So you see the preseason polls come out and everything, and there's Colorado State. You guys are number one everywhere. You're on all these different watch lists, man. How does that feel? A couple years ago, you kind of stormed onto the scene. You specifically, but this team stormed onto the scene, and we're like, whoa, where did David Roddy come from? Where did Isaiah Stevens come from? It's no secret anymore. There's a pretty large target on your backs. How does that transition feel for you?
Yeah, it's a good feeling to have that recognition. Throughout my entire sports career, I've kind of had, you know, been second or third mostly on every single list that I've been on for any awards. So, that just adds another chip to my shoulder. you know, but I just, you know, take it humbly. And, you know, we haven't done anything yet, right? You know, we're still 0-0. My stats are still 0-0-0. So, you know, we just have to take it day by day. But it's definitely a huge thing for, you know, me and Isaiah as well as the team is just, you know, we're getting our respect now, and now we just have to acknowledge that and just, again, take it day by day.
Does it feel any different than any season before, or is it just like, no, it's the same thing? We're not talking about that. Or does it feel different? Do you kind of walk around going, yeah, I mean, we're expected to be the best in this conference?
I feel like it hasn't changed anything. Our approach is still the same. We're still very hungry every single practice, and we work extremely hard, and we compete even harder. So, you know, we understand, you know, where we are in the conference, and, you know, we expect to win a lot of games this season. But, you know, again, it just we have to have a deliberate mindset each practice.
Yeah, I think to me it's been just such a joy to watch, you know, talking to Coach Medved from when we started. And, you know, I mean, his record has just gone up with you guys going up, and it is a fun thing to watch you all grow together. And it's a unique feel to it. And I don't just say that because you're in here and you're much bigger than me, David. it's a unique feel to this program where, yes, you're talented, but you're also all of you guys are so likable. Head coaching staff's likable. I mean, I've talked to several of the assistants. They're likable. It's just a good group to get behind. And to me, when you are trying to put a program on the map, yes, you have to have skill, but having those personalities, it's just second to none.
Yeah, it just builds the culture that we're trying to build, you know, with, you know, Adam Thistlewood and Kendall Moore starting it out, and then, you know, the huge recruiting group of my class with John, Deshaun, Isaiah, James Moores, and myself. So five guys coming in, and just the younger guys adding on to it. You know, that's the winning culture that we want, you know, on and off the court. So I'm just super, super blessed to be a part of this team and a part of this culture, and hopefully I can leave my legacy soon.
Well, I think you've already left quite a bit behind too. So I'm really excited to see what you guys can do this year. I'm talking to Coach Medved last week, a part of that conversation. And I said, hey, is he one of the most unique players? Is David Roddy one of the most unique players you've ever coached? And he's like, he's the most unique guy. He does play all five positions. He can play all five positions. He can do it extremely well. You are one of those guys that we're seeing in the NBA now, too, where guys come into the league and you expect them to be able to take the ball down the floor. You also expect them to post up on the number five. So what is that like for you? Because on one second, you could be going up against the big, but you could also be guarding the one, too. I mean, that's a crazy, crazy ability to have.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong suit of my game. It's definitely been, you know, perpetuating throughout, you know, my career here at CSU. In high school, it was a little bit different. In my high school team, I was just completely the five because I was just the biggest guy on the team. So I was in the middle of the zone and just commanding the defense. But, you know, when college happens, you know, I'm a 3-4. So I have to, you know, actually move my feet, fight around screens and everything. So it definitely took a lot of a big learning curve on the defensive end. But, you know, I got used to it, and we're starting to utilize that lineup a lot more. And, you know, whatever helps my team win, you know, I'll do it. Pass, shoot, dribble, wherever it is, or play defense as well. So, you know, that's really where it's at right now, and I'm just super excited to, you know, keep growing.
It's all that work with Coach Farouk Manesh, too.
Yes.
Right,
down
low. I'm seeing that matchup. I did ask Coach, I'm like, who's winning that? And he's like, I mean, Roddy's winning that in his sleep all the time. Is that true? I mean, because I love Coach Farouk Manesh, but I still love seeing that video of you guys going at it the other day.
Oh,
you guys mess with each other, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's my guy, so, you know, he's never going to beat me. Whether it's he is, I'll give him this. He is good at pig. He does most wild circus shots and makes them every single time, whether it was on my official visit or, you know, throughout my 3 years here. So, you know, he's a good shooter and everything, but I got it.
How rare is it to have the relationship like you guys have? And again, from what you see from other guys on different teams, I mean, I saw, you know, in the off season as you're ending up some off season stuff, you guys end up just having like a fun day of kickball and all that stuff. How rare is that? Do you see that all the time, or is this kind of a rarity for this program?
It's pretty cool. I feel like it's slightly a rarity. You know, I know about a few other programs that do it as well, but, you know, just having that fun day of, you know, clearing your mind and understanding like, hey, it's still the summer. You guys can still, you know, enjoy your time. I feel like that's the biggest thing is finding that balance, especially in the summer, because, you know, we came off a disappointing ending to the season last year, but, you know, we capitalized on it. And, you know, that's really was our main focus over the summer was to, you know, get better and grind. But, you got to understand, you got to take time. Like, hey, you're a college student as well, and you can have fun. You can go out with your friends as well. And, you know, kickball was just one of the, you know, good staples of it.
What style of kickball was it? Because there's the regular that's like baseball style, but then there's what, kangaroo kickball?
Yeah, it was the regular style. Okay. I think the matchups were weird, though. It was like a bunch of people on each team. It was like 10 on each team. So it took forever to get up. Every time you hit the ball, it would just be out because it would just land in someone's hand. So it was pretty frustrating. I remember Jake Dennison actually almost hit a home run with it. So he definitely helped our team win.
Would that be your secondary sport? Your secondary sport would be football, right?
Right, right.
I mean, every broadcast, by the way, you know this, right? You've heard
this. Yes, yes.
Every TV broadcast, Angel, I'm telling you, that you watch Colorado State play, I'm gonna start doing like an over-under thing. How many times will they mention that David Roddy also played football and was also pretty damn good? And there's also an over-under. How many bits of footage will they show of some of those days, too?
I haven't seen any footage yet. I've definitely heard it usually in the beginning, middle, and end of games. Or whether I'm trying to watch film as well with Ali, and he has a sound on. It's like, oh, check out his football highlights after this. So I'm like, dude, like, I haven't played football in 2.5 years. Like, I've had 2.5 years of college basketball, and you guys want to, you know, bring that up. But, you know, it's an interesting facet to my life as well. You know, I was a 3-sport athlete in high school, so you know, I must have been pretty good to be talked about all the time. But it's just an interesting nugget for them, and I'm fine with it.
Positions are always different from high school transitioning into college. If you were playing football today, what position do you think you'd play?
If I chose to play football, I'd be playing quarterback.
You would be playing quarterback. Yeah, okay, people, so you'd stick with what you know.
Yep, for sure. People will definitely drool over the idea of me playing tight end, but, you know, I feel like I'm a better quarterback than tight end, but I only played tight end 1 year of my life, which was in seventh grade.
Would you make that transition if it was the only way? If they're like, hey, man, we need you to play tight end.
If it was the only way, and I mean, hey, you know, the Vikings called me or something like that after I'm done playing basketball, maybe that might be an option. I'll definitely have to get prepared for that. And yeah.
Why is it that you know, because it always seems like basketball players do have an ability to transition. And that next step, if we were to say, oh, they could play football. We know several guys that played in conferences around, you know, Mountain West, Big Sky, that transitioned to be a tight end. And they played basketball, but they transitioned to be a tight end. What about that connection makes it easier to transition to tight end?
Yeah, I feel like it's just the agility part and the footwork part of basketball is very similar to football as well. You know, wide receivers off their breaks. I think Doug Baldwin from the Seahawks actually broke it down. One of his, you know, moves was just really like a crossover without the basketball. Hmm. So there's a lot of elements of shifting one's body to another position is a very important part of route running as well. And, you know, like I could think of Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, you know, those guys, you know, they're just physical presences, you know, on the basketball court. And that kind of carries over to football as well. And using their athletic ability to jump up and catch, you know, jump balls and everything. So it definitely translates. And it's definitely a pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to David Roddy, Colorado State Ram. They got the exhibition portion of their schedule over with. The season starts a week from today at home against Oral Roberts. We are so excited about that one. You guys win 92-55 against Adams State. I don't think that was a shock to anybody. What do you take from those kind of games where it's like, okay, we're expecting you to win and win big. How much do you take from a game like that?
Yeah, you can take a lot from a game like that. You know, it's the first time putting on the jerseys, playing in front of fans again, which was an amazing experience. But, you know, it definitely shows you what you need to work on, you know, in the next week of practice. You know, for us, it's, you know, just staying, you know, disciplined on defense, you know, not getting too spread out, as well as, you know, knocking the rust off on offense. You know, we had a bit of turnovers in the first half, but, you know, we improved on it in the second half, and as well as moving the ball and playing our game. So, you know, knocking off that rust and focusing on what we need to focus on for Oral Roberts is definitely huge.
Oral Roberts, I mean, I'm just looking at the conference schedule is going to be crazy because I think the Mountain West Conference, and when it comes to basketball, I don't feel like there's this Power 5 thing as much. It feels like the Mountain West is right, and there's so many great teams that are in this conference. But just looking at this non-conference schedule, like we said, your Oral Roberts, you know, you look at the Alabamas down the road, too. I mean, St. Mary's, there's some really good basketball teams on this non-conference schedule.
Yeah, that's the challenge that we put on ourselves. You know, we want to play the best teams in the country. So, you know, Coach and, you know, Aaron Katsuma has done an amazing job of scheduling this year. So I'm just super, super excited to be in big games all the time. That's really what what we signed up for. I keep coming back to that. You know, that's really what, you know, we strive to be as a program, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, win big games, and, you know, we're put in that situation. So it's super, super exciting.
David, we're in a day and age in college sports where there's the, well, obviously the NIL stuff, there's the transfer portal stuff. I mean, you're seeing players, football, basketball, whatever, enter this thing. I just picture it like people going through portals left and right, and it's hard to keep track of. That's not the case with Colorado State basketball. What is it? Is it because you see the opportunities in front of you to achieve greatness? Is it the coaching staff? Is it the togetherness? Is it Fort Collins? What is it?
I think it's really everything. You know, the coaching staff has done an amazing job of being transparent with everybody. You know, they don't promise anything. They say, hey, you know, if you come in and perform well, you'll play. But you got to understand your role on the team. And, you know, it's just the high character guys that we have on the team as well, you know, understanding their role and understanding, hey, you know, you might not play as much this year, but, you know, in 2 years from now, this conference is yours. So, you know, just having the right group of guys and, again, the right community, the amazing fans and culture around Fort Collins and CSU is just, you know, why leave when you can do something special here rather than just being a cog in another wheel at a big school.
Well, you're one of those guys. Isaiah Stevens is one of those guys that got opportunities, and you just sprinted with those opportunities. So that's got to be an encouraging thing for young players that look at that and say, I may be not scheduled to get some playing time right off the bat, but look at these guys. Now they're superstars.
Right, right. Yeah, just trusting the process and working every day and being consistent. That's the biggest thing I can, you know, share with the younger guys is just understanding your role. And, you know, we all played the role before. So, you know, kind of just have to, you know, just trust it and shine when you need to shine.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm so excited. Also, this, we're going to be doing this every week throughout the course of the season. Obviously, some cases we'll be on the phone and doing that stuff. But the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I know you're a Crazy Carl's guy. That's where we met the other day.
Yep.
A great place. And I know you met the ownership, the owners, too. And they're pumped to do this. They're big supporters of Colorado State. Favorite pizza? Which one is it again?
The Works.
The Works.
Works Pizza, yep.
It's kind of self-explanatory,
yep,
right? It's
sure.
Everything on there. I mean, I haven't had a bad piece of pizza there. They do wings, too. Great place to watch college basketball. I mean, it's a perfect spot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's really right across the street from Moby. So, you know, watch a few football games there, a few basketball games as well. So it's a great atmosphere, you know, college fans everywhere, and good pizza and good wings. So it's definitely good.
Well, there's one of the locations across from Moby, right? You and I got our wires crossed. I do this. Angel, it's hard to believe, right? I confused somebody. But we met by the one on Timberline.
Yep.
And you're like, hey, which one again? And I'm like, I should have thought you would have assumed the one right where
right
you're working,
next, right? Yep,
right? But no,
Moby.
I was like, this is the one I know, and this is where I feel safe because I get lost easily. But it worked out, man. No, it's going to be an absolute honor to do this with you. This is my favorite thing about this name image and likeness stuff is, and I've said this 12 years ago, well before this ever happened, was this gives an opportunity for you guys. Okay, it's not going to take too much of your time. You're still going to be able to focus on what you're going to be focusing on. But we get to learn about you a lot more outside of basketball. But we also get the X's and O's of basketball, win or lose. And that's what fans want to hear. They want to hear it from you guys, too, that are in the thick of it, coaches as well. Mm-hmm. But we don't get these opportunities on a weekly basis. And that's what's so fun about this.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know, I'm super, super, you know, blessed and honored to be on the show as well as, you know, give insight to the CSU basketball team and college basketball in general, what goes through a student athlete's mind and, you know, would take you through our day and just, you know, eliminate some stigmas as well, which is a very important part, you know, of you know, this show for sure. And yeah, I'm just super, super excited.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, man. Appreciate you stopping by the studio. Tell Coach Medved we said hi and take it easy, man.
I mean, will.
He's such a nice guy.
Yes.
But then you can see that. You can see it when he gets a little rowdy and he gets going there. He can make that transition, which is the perfect kind of coach, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, he can definitely, you know, turn the tables real quick and get very, very intense and very loud. But, you know, Coach is one of the most, you know, adjustable coaches that I've met. He's one of the smartest coaches I've met as well. He adjusts on the fly, which makes him a really great coach in X's and O's, and as well as, you know, he's an empathetic coach as well. He understands, you know, there's a life beyond basketball that, that we live. So, he takes us to the side and say, hey, how you doing off the court? And is everything all good? If you know, we aren't playing to the level that we're supposed to or anything like that, he doesn't really get on you for that.
Yeah.
He challenges you and you know, holds you accountable. But after that, he really just talks to you and say, hey, is anything I can do to help you and everything. So he's definitely a great mentor for me.
It seems like a great mix. It really does. And speaking of life outside of basketball, you and I talked a lot. You're a rocker, which makes me extremely happy because it's the only kind of music I listen to.
Right.
I'm not. My wife's versatile. She'll listen to a bunch of stuff, but I'm a rocker, so meeting a fellow rocker is going to be exciting for me.
Yeah, my music taste is pretty versatile. I think that comes from my father playing it before our Pop Warner games, as well as just the football mindset really is just a lot of rock music around me. So I've become to grown. It's grown on me a lot. So.
And you like some of the stuff I sent over to you.
Oh, yeah.
That Fozzy, that was pretty good.
Yep, that was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good as well.
I'm just going to keep sending you stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
There's going
to
be misses, I'm sure. And you're going to be like, huh.
I'm going to be like, why is he still screaming? how does he have so much breath to be screaming this
loud? I sent you Seven Dust. Did you get that?
I did. I haven't heard that yet.
They're an interesting mix.
Okay.
So be careful. The beginning is a lot of screaming.
Got it.
But their later years... so much better.
Right. I mean, their vocal cords are probably...
Yeah, they kind of have to... Like, what was the lead singer Disturbed? Like, he had some stuff building up in his throat where he had to have, like, surgery.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Yeah, they had to calm down a little bit.
So. Yeah, probably. So, just excited to expand my music taste even more on the show and talk about music as well.
See, that's something no one has ever said to me is, Brady's going to help me expand my music taste.
Right.
Because everyone says my music, I only have one, and that's it, and I won't listen to anything else. But that's just the way it is, man.
Yeah,
you just got to roll with it.
Right.
David, my friend, appreciate you, and we'll look forward. We start officially next week, right?
Next
is that
week,
right?
Yes.
I guess this was officially today, but
yeah.
We're looking forward to it, man, and we're happy to have you a part of the team. The David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, man.
It's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, good luck next week. We'll have a game to talk about, too,
yes,
so that's going to be fantastic right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a short break. David, my friend, drive safely getting out of here. Yeah, Greeley, you can get lost easy, man. Be careful.
Thanks so much. Thank
All right.
you.
All right, we'll take a short break. We do have some breaking news, kind of some disturbing breaking news. Henry Ruggs, we'll get to that on the other side. We're going to talk more about Von Miller and all that stuff. There's a lot to get to today. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.